Millions of people throughout the country love golf, and their experience is better because of the hard work and expertise of superintendents, including Walter Pritchett.
In the grand scheme of things, I'm just going out and playing in my sandbox every day and just seeing other people be happy with what and satisfied with what we've done. That's satisfaction enough.
Coming up, we'll speak with Walter about the challenges and rewards of his job as superintendent of a renowned course in Louisville, Kentucky. Welcome to Redox Grows, an in-depth look at key issues affecting agriculture and the people that make it all happen. I'm Jim Morris with Redox Bionutrients in Burley, Idaho, currently in Phoenix for the Large Golf Course Superintendents Association of America show. And turf grass nutrition is an area we work in. It's a significant part of agriculture as a whole. Walter Pritchett, superintendent of Hurstbourne Country Club in Louisville, joins me. And I appreciate the visit, Walter.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Walter has a BS in agronomy and plant science from Tennessee State. He has extensive experience within the industry and has shown a Midas touch wherever he goes. At Hurstbourne, he elevated the course from unranked status to the highest echelon in Golf Digest state rankings. And Walter, I'd like to get a snapshot of the activity at your club. What trends are you seeing in terms of the number of rounds being played?
The number of rounds since 2017-18 range, it's really started ramping up and growing. Our membership has gotten a little bit younger. They're using the facility a lot more than they used to. 2017-18, we'd do 21, 22,000 rounds a year. Now we're doing almost 30,000 rounds a year, which is a lot for the season in Louisville, Kentucky.
How did COVID impact the numbers, or did it?
During COVID, the rounds just absolutely skyrocketed. And then they didn't come down. We expected it, you know, during 2020, we expected that ramp up when nobody was at work and golf was the only thing you could do. But then we expected it to kind of dip back down in 22 and 23, but it didn't. It kept growing, and you know, we're at an all-time high in the number of rounds that we're having.
You mentioned a younger golfer as part of the demographic. How encouraging is that?
They're the future of the club, right? So you have to have a core group of young members for the future of the facility. The middle-aged members are kind of they're the backbone. The older members, they're the history, they're the legacies of the club. But you got to have that younger membership for a golf facility to be successful and to have a future.
What kind of weather do you have? What kind of soil are you dealing with?
The weather in Louisville, Kentucky, we see both ends of the spectrum. 2 weeks ago, we had a week straight of below zero temperature. The highs were in the low single digits. And then we'll get into July and August, and sometimes even as far into September, where we'll see triple digits. So we see both ends of the spectrum. The fringe months, spring, fall, the weather couldn't be better. It's a great place to be. Wintertime, summertime, it can be brutal.
How about the soils that you're dealing with?
The percolation rates on our fairways a few years ago when we did some testing were less than a tenth of an inch an hour. So it was basically like the clay was basically concrete. We've been able to, through some soil manipulations, improve that, but it's still extremely difficult growing conditions.
Nutrition you really have to nail then. So how is your nutrition program helping all that you described with the challenging weather and with the soil conditions?
The Redox products allow us to put down what the soil is not naturally giving the plant. And at the same time, it's improving the soil, improving the microbial activity, the life in the soil, to where over time, the soil is beginning to get richer and develop its own life down in there, to where it's now feeding the plant itself as opposed to having to put down synthetic fertilizers to get a response.
Thatch is an issue at courses. How does that line up with the nutrition that you use, and how much are you mowing, and how has that been impacted by your nutrition program too?
When I started at Hurstbourne Country Club, the fairways had 6 or 8 inches of thatch on them. They were just a giant sponge to the point where, and then I already told you how poor the soil was, to where the fact that zoysia wasn't even rooting into the subsoil, it was just living in that thatch layer, and you could pick it up like a tablecloth on a table. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. But there was so much nitrogen in that thatch layer that just naturally occurring, that we had to come up with a way to get rid of that, because it was just unhealthy. So through the redox program, getting more carbon, more calcium into the profile and into the soil, we were able to reduce that thatch down to a manageable level, to where it's pretty much completely gone now, and the soil is healthy enough to where now the zoysia is rooted into the soil. It's reduced our watering. It's reduced all of our sides. You know, our pesticides, our herbicides, our fungicides, our insecticides, all of those have been reduced through getting rid of all of that thatch and getting the health of the soil back to where it naturally wanted to be.
Mowing is a costly act, but it's necessary, of course, and then it also puts some stress on the turf. So how has your mowing practice changed since you've had the better nutrition?
It's actually reduced. We've been able to cut our mowing in half. We've been able to have denser turf that doesn't grow vertically. Instead of mowing fairways every other day, we're mowing fairways every 4 days. Not only is that a labor savings, it's a fuel savings, and it extends the life of a $100,000 piece of equipment by several years. So there's a capital savings there too. Greens, we went from mowing every day to mowing 2 times a week. And then we just roll the other times. So again, you got the labor savings, the fuel savings, and then the capital savings by extending the life of the equipment there too. So it's been a huge win for us.
Labor is an issue that impacts all industries and agriculture. There's sometimes difficulty in finding enough labor. How has the nutrition program changed your labor force?
It's reduced it. Labor in the Louisville market's really tough to come by. We have several manufacturers there, like GE, 2 major Ford plants. Amazon has a couple of big warehouses there. UPS has it, it's their hub. So that $20 to $25 an hour employee is just really, really hard to come by, because they can go work somewhere else and get better benefits. We've been able to reduce our staff by 25%. We haven't really reduced our labor budget. We've just been, it's allowed us to pay a more livable wage to the guys that are our backbone.
And that's helpful on many fronts, I imagine. You have a much more enthusiastic workforce, and they're going to stay longer. I mean, it's a win all the way around. Working with Todd Scott, our turf agronomist, this was a process that has evolved over nearly a decade. How did this start in terms of the amount of nutrition you've used from Redox, and how has it grown, and what are your thoughts for the future?
So I really got started using Redox just as a favor to a friend. A local colleague had retired as a superintendent, went into the sales force, and I thought, yeah, I'll throw you a bone and give you my fairway program for the year. So I started using Redox on the fairway. What could it hurt, right? We started using it, and I just started to see the results that I was getting from it. And I was like, just kind of made me think. And so I started reading a little bit more about it. I wasn't ready to pull off of the program that I'd been using on my greens, but I couldn't deny the results I was seeing on the fairways. So I just started reading more and more about it and talking to Todd and, you know, some of the other guys that use the product. And the carbon-based model just made sense to me. It's just what nature intended, all, you know, for every living organism, right? You can't, whether it's a corn plant, a soybean plant, or a human being, carbon is the backbone of creation. And we were trying to do everything with synthetic materials. I don't think God ever intended anything to live off of synthetic materials. So the more I read about it, the more I looked into it, it just made more sense to me. So we jumped in full bore 7, 8, 9 years ago on the greens program, and Todd and I did some soil testing. We put together a program, and it's amazing. It's changed my life. It's changed the club. It's everything about it is just, it's healthier and just better. We don't aerify in season anymore. We don't top dress in season anymore. There's a lot of things, a lot of cultural practices that a lot of golf courses do weekly, monthly, that every time you do that, you disturb the surface a little bit, which then disturbs the golfer a little bit. And our goal is from April 1 to Thanksgiving that we don't do anything to the surface of the greens that is going to disturb play, whether that's poking holes through aerification or sand top dressing or anything, any cultural practices like that. We do them all in the wintertime when nobody's out there, and then we don't touch them in the summer. And the membership has really appreciated that. And I also think the turf is healthier for it because we're not constantly beating it up. And then after you beat it up, then you have to fertilize it to get it to recover from you beating it up. And, you know, you get on that hamster wheel of doing a cultural practice and then fertilizing to recover from the cultural practice. Now you've created thatch again from the extra fertilizer, so now you have to do that cultural practice again. And we don't have to do that anymore. It's been a godsend for us. I don't think I would still be a superintendent if it wasn't for the redox programs that we're on and the way we've been able to evolve our program, not because we couldn't grow good, healthy turf, but because of the amount of effort it took to grow that good, healthy turf. I'm not sure I would have still wanted to continue doing that for the next 10, 15 years of my career. With this, it's just really simple. We're at a high-end facility. I think it'd be even more beneficial at these low-end facilities where they just don't have the resources to do everything. It's been a game changer for us. It really has. All we concentrate on is soil health. We didn't pay any attention to the foliar. Everything is a soil-based program. The greens got healthier. The roots went from 2 inches or so to 6, 8, 10 inches deep, which is crazy good for bent grass. I kind of joke that our roots are so deep that we have to worry about the soil conditions in China.
There's a lot of stress in what you do, but when you have this area covered well and it continues to improve year over year, how has that changed your outlook on the job that you have?
It's allowed us to reduce our labor hours, both for myself and my assistants and the staff. You know, overtime has been reduced considerably, so our quality of life is better away from the golf course. Nobody's staying at the golf course till 7-8 o'clock at night checking greens and hand watering. We're out of there at a reasonable hour so we can spend more time with our families. You know, it's just a fertilizer, right? But it has been life-changing for me.
In terms of the products that you use, if someone is kicking the tires on this and want to start with something, I believe Supreme, SI, those are a few that you've used. Any that you particularly like?
Well, Supreme and SI, they're the cornerstone. The way Supreme helps the plant metabolize the nitrogen that is already available naturally, and then the strength that the SI gives to the leaf blades and the plants allows us to be more aggressive with our mowing and our rolling, which helps with the green speeds. Those are the two cornerstones of our program. Plus, Pinnacal has been an incredible product for us on our fairways with that poor soil to get water movement down through the profile and also get a good large calcium molecule into the soil profile to help break that up some. Fairway has been a backbone product for us as well. That's a really good one. And then K-Plus is an all-star.
How important is it to make sure that your water is being used efficiently? I imagine it's also a cost savings as well as a resource savings.
Water's only getting more expensive, right? In years past, we have spent usually somewhere around $100,000 a year in water. We're at a facility that uses 100% city water. We buy every drop of water that goes on the golf course, we pay for. So being able to reduce that has been huge for us. We're now averaging anywhere from $60,000 to $75,000 a year. So we've reduced our water inputs considerably, and that's even considering, you know, we've reduced the total dollar value, but the price of water has been going up. So the amount of water that we're using in years past is we're probably 60% of what we used to spend.
When you look at the return on investment, I imagine it's important not to only consider the cost of the inputs you're putting in, but at the end of the day, when you factor it all in terms of labor savings, water savings, those need to be accounted for as well, right?
It's kind of hard to attribute a true dollar value to it because there's a lot of little savings here and there that you get from it that you don't notice until you really sit down. And I've never actually sat down and figured it all out. But we've been able to manage our golf course at a high level for the same dollars that we spent a handful of years ago. With inflation and everything else going up 15-20%, we've been able to keep our budget fairly stable, and Redox is a huge portion of that.
When you are using more natural products, you have less stress on the turf. This, to me, sounds like sustainability. It's a word talked about often in all sorts of industries. Is this a picture of sustainability in your estimation, or do you need to take further steps down the road?
You know, I'm really not sure what sustainability means anymore. I think what it does is it allows us to be responsible stewards of the land. It allows us to be responsible stewards of the dollars that the membership entrusts us with, and it allows us to do the right thing.
How many hours you work a week?
It depends on if you're asking my wife or if you're asking my membership. You know, in this industry, whether you're there or not, it's on your mind. I mean, my phone's buzzed 4 or 5 times while we've been sitting here in this interview. I'm sure it's one of my assistants sending me a text asking me a question. So I'm at the golf course somewhere around 50 hours a week, but it's always on your mind. It's kind of like a farmer, right? You're never off. It's just a way of life.
What level of pride and passion do you have in making sure everyone has a good experience?
I used to be really prideful and boastful about, you know, hey, we've got the great golf course. I drew a lot of self-pride on that. As I've gotten older and working, now it's more about seeing the pride in the members' faces, seeing the pride in my assistants' faces when they accomplish something, when the golf course is really good and they're proud of what they've accomplished. I get more pride and more self-satisfaction watching other people be satisfied. In the grand scheme of things, I'm just going out and playing in my sandbox every day and just seeing other people be happy with what and satisfied with what we've done. That's satisfaction enough.
The people at your facility want the very best experience. The fact that you have a great nutrition program has saved you a lot of headaches, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said before, I probably wouldn't still be doing this if it wasn't for this program, because of the headaches and the effort it took to achieve high quality playing surfaces. You know, with Redox, the effort it takes to achieve high quality playing surfaces is half of what it used to be.
And we're at the GCSAA conference in Phoenix. What do you like about these conferences and being able to talk with other folks in the industry and learn about new technology, things of that nature?
It's awesome to reconnect with friends that you haven't seen in a while. There's a lot of camaraderie in this industry. I don't think there's any secrets. You know, everybody's got a different way of doing something, and everybody's willing to share those ideas. It's one of those conferences where you learn a lot when you go to the educational seminars, but I think you learn more sitting at the bar talking to somebody you've never met before. Just talking golf, talking turf. It's also great to get everybody together. Our local association is having a get-together, and there'll be 25 or 30 of us all there together. You know, have a couple of beers, some pizza, and we'll talk family, we'll talk faith, we'll talk football, we'll talk golf. And it's just, you know, everybody just kind of getting together and having a good time, and it's wonderful. It's also the timing of it. It's a good way to recharge right before the season starts.
What do you feel are some of the most exciting points or positive points about spending a day on a course?
Nature. You know, golf gets a bad rap about using too much water, using too much chemicals, using too many resources that could be better spent somewhere else for a game, right? But there's probably not a better steward of the land than a golf course superintendent. They truly care about improving their little chunk of this earth. They live and die by it. They love it. And so when you're out there on the golf course and you're experiencing nature, you're experiencing, you know, you just the birds flying, the the deer running across the course, to me, is nothing better, especially early in the morning, you know, the golden hours, right? Early in the morning or late in the evening when the sun's coming up or setting, it's beautiful. There's nothing better.
Really appreciate our time, and also that we've had a near decade-long relationship with you. Thanks so much for your time and comments, Walter.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And that will wrap up our program. You can go to hurstbornecc.com. That is HURSTBOURNECC.com to learn more about Walter's course. And, of course, redoxgrows.com for our company information, including news and product information on our Turf RX line. And you can also email us at podcast@redoxgrows.com with any questions or comments. Thanks for listening.